Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God, inviting you to church, to be in the house of God today, as your duty is if you're saved by His wonderful grace. And of course, if you're a sinner this morning, certainly you need to be there. The Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Scriptures given by inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I tell you, the Word of God will help you today. Whether you're saved or whether you're a lost person, the Word of God is the only thing that's going to help you in your life today. Good to be here this morning. Welcome you to the broadcast. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart and to your life today as we look back into the Word of God this morning. Now, we invite you to church today, our home church here where we're members at the Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. Now, you come be with us today. If you're looking for an old-fashioned Baptist church, loves God and old-time religion, you come and be with us today, and we'll enjoy having you come and meeting you as you come to the house of God this morning. A service time this morning, of course, Sunday school at 10. I worship 10:45, and then back tonight at 5. We may be changing to 5. I'm not sure that yet, but anyway, and then it's Wednesday at 7 o'clock, so you come and be with us in the service this week. God will bless you if you'll do that this morning. Want to pray for your needs today. I know some of you struggling. You need some help this morning. God can help you. Bow your head, get on your knees before God. If you can't get on your knees, you bow your head and your heart before Him and ask Him for help today. He said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. That's a great statement there. He careth for you. You can put your name there. He cares for you. You say, preacher, don't know what I've done. Don't want to know what you've done. God already knows it, and He cares for you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He loves you that much. In spite of what you've done, He loves you. He wants to see you become one of His. This morning, if you're walking away from God, you've been saved, and you've drifted out into sin, gotten away from God, be a good day to get on your face before God and exercise 1 John chapter 1. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God will forgive and God will forget. And so you do that today. Good to be here. Pray for those needs this morning. Some of you have lost a loved one. We want to remember you in prayer this morning. The separation's always hard. And so we want to remember you when we pray this morning. As you look to the Lord for grace and for strength and for help in the time of need. So once again, meet us in the house of God this morning. Let's talk to the Lord a while. Father, as we bow before You this morning, thank You for this day. Privilege, Lord, just to approach Your throne of grace today and say thank You for Jesus. Thank You for loving us when we're so unlovable, out in our sins, polluted in our own blood. We were out there downcast in the horrible pit of sin, and You reached down and picked us up and saved us by Your grace, washed us in Your blood, and dwelt us with Your Spirit. Lead us with Your Bible. Thank You, Father, for all You've done. I pray, God, bless every need now in radio land. Touch every heart as they look to You this morning. Have Your will and way in this broadcast time. Don't take it lightly, Lord. We're here for a purpose. The Word of God's here for a purpose this morning. And I pray You'd help us to follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost this morning. We'll thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have a couple of songs this morning and hope it will be a blessing to you today. It's always good to hear some good old songs that helps us to understand what God is doing this morning. You listen as He sings.
Price that He paid for my sin. I'm must not forget, with joy not regret, he set his face toward the cross like a flint. Lord,
not forget. You remember what the Lord did for you. You remember when he picked you up, put you on a solid rock, forgive you of your sins, cleansed you of your guilt, and took it away, gave you a new heart and a new life. You remember that? Oh, you need to remember that. If you can't remember that, there's something wrong somewhere. Amen. Remember what the Lord did when he reached down and picked you up. Amen. Somebody told me one time, said, well, there's born a Christian. No, you're not born a Christian. You're born a sinner, and you need a Savior. And when the Holy Ghost brings conviction upon that heart, it's time to get saved by God's amazing grace. Amen. All right, we're going to have one more song now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning as he sings.
Once I was down in sin's dark prison, no one around could lift my blame. I had no hope, no joy for living, but Jesus came. He broke my chain. He broke the chain.
He broke the chain
of fear and sorrow.
He broke the chains
of sin and shame.
He wrote my name.
He wrote my name way up in glory. Since Jesus came.
Since Jesus came.
He broke my chain. In the tomb he lay. It was a cold, dark prison. To all the world, death seemed to reign. Oh, Mary cried, and she said, my Lord is risen. From death he came. He broke my chain. He broke the chain.
He broke the chains
of fear and sorrow.
He broke the chain.
He broke the chains of sin
and shame.
He wrote my name.
He wrote my name way up in glory. Since Jesus came.
Since Jesus came.
He broke my chain.
He broke the chain.
Amen. Glad God can do that. You let the Lord have it. He'll break that chain you're bound up in. He'll sure take that sin away that you're so tied up in and destroying your soul today. He certainly will take that and break the chain. That's what you need today. Somebody said, I just can't quit. Well, God can help you with that. God can deliver you from that chain of sin that's got a hold of your life today. He can and He will deliver you as you look to Him. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest for your soul. Amen. That's where your heart and your soul is. You need rest and forgiveness. Amen. Well, let's go back to Romans chapter 1 this morning. Just can't get away from this today. Feel up the need that there needs to be some more things preached from this particular chapter this morning. Romans chapter 1. We've been trying to preach to you about, of course, what God thinks about this sin of apostasy, things that are taking place, especially in our land today and even in America. This being swept up in apostates and folks that are forgetting about God and forgetting about the truth of God. But I wanted, there's a phrase that stood out to me as I was rereading this and looking over this this week. And there's a phrase here found in verse 25 of Romans chapter 1. Now, the Bible said, talking about those that don't know God in verses 21, and he said, God gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now, here in verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Changing the truth of God into a lie. Now, you think about that this morning. That's exactly what's taking place in our land today. Changing the truth of God into a lie. What God says about life and about individuals and about sin and about forgiveness and all of these, God says it, and we don't need to change it. And folks are changing the truth of God into a lie. First of all, they're changing, of course, the truth of true worship. The truth of true worship. Now, the Bible said there in that 25th verse, he said it changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. And so we find there's a changing of the truth of God into a lie. That's true worship is being changed today. And you take it in the context that he's writing here in these verses of Romans chapter 1. The context is how that men have changed in their things that they vile affections, men with men, women with women, and all these things. He's going to take up these things here, and they're changing the truth of God. God has got a truth concerning man and woman. He's got a truth concerning that, and they're changing the truth of God into a lie, the truth of true worship. You know what they do? They're worshiping each other. They're not worshiping God. They're worshiping the creature. That's what the Bible said in Romans. The Bible said, thou shalt have no other gods before thee. That's an ancient truth, and it's still true today. Thou shalt have no other gods before thee. And so we're not to worship the creature. The creature is not to be worshiped. Now, you'll find in the epistles, of course, course, and Paul, as they were preaching there in the book of Acts, when they would attribute the things that Paul did and said that he was a god, and he said, "Don't you worship me, I'm not a god, I'm just a servant." And so they're doing that today. They're worshiping the creature, and they're worshiping each other in their sinfulness and the things that's taking place. Your Bible said, of course, the creature is one that God made instead of the one that made them. And so they're worshiping the creature instead of God. God made creatures, and God made other people, and then God didn't make them to be worshiped. He didn't make them to be put before Him. But the true worship, God demands that men worship God, the only true and the living God today. And by the way, He's got a Son named Jesus. Amen. And that's the true God today. So there we found that worship, of course, involves the thoughts, how men think, what they're thinking about. Worship involves the thoughts. And the Bible said, of course, in old days, in the days of Noah, that men's thoughts were on evil continuously. In Noah's day, did judgment come upon that? Yes, it did. Judgment came in the days of Noah. When God judged sin, he didn't change a thing according to His word, but He judged the sin that was there on the earth at that time. God brought judgment upon the men that were their thoughts. They were worshiping, and that's where it all starts at, is the thoughts. And then He said they worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. Hey, they served the creature more than the Creator. And so that involves, firstly, the worship involves the thoughts. And then we found the service involves their activity. How that men serves, and how their activity, what they're doing. And so they're showing their true worship by the activity one with another. Not worshiping God, not serving God. That's what God made man for. When God created Adam in the Garden of Eden, He made Adam to have to fellowship with. He made Adam that he might come down every day in the cool of the day and walk with Adam in the Garden of Eden here upon the earth. And He did that until sin came in the garden. And so what happened? They were worshiping God, and God wants man to worship Him this morning. That's what we're made for. He made Adam and Eve to worship Him. That's what we're made to worship and serve, the God that made us, not to worship each other. And that's what they're doing here in Romans chapter 1. They're actually worshiping each other. They're putting each other before God. They're putting that activity that they're doing before God. They're serving each other. They're fulfilling the lust of the flesh upon each other. And that's what's happening here in Romans chapter 1. So we put that in the context here of this verse, changing the truth of God into a lie. He's right in the middle of all of this apostate sins that's taking place, the lust and all these things that are here. And so we find that God does judge that. And so there's unclean. The Bible said in verse 24, God gave them up to uncleanness and to the lust of their own hearts, and to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And so what is He saying here? Listen, lust is not just skin deep. It's the lust of the heart. Amen. That's what God said, the lust of their own hearts. And it's not just skin deep, but it's the heart that's desperately wicked. And you can't blame someone else for the sin that you're doing. It's the lust of your heart, your own heart. You can't blame anybody else, your own heart. That's the reason folks are participating in these sins that we're reading here in Romans chapter 1, men with men, women with women, because they're participating with each other, and you can't blame somebody else. But it's the lust of your own heart. It's not anybody else's fault that yours today. And so you can't, listen, you can't blame God for it. Some of them always says this, God made me this way. And God made you a man, and He made you a woman, and He put that desires within you toward one toward another. God did that. And you can't blame God with your filthiness and with your sin and with your uncleanness that you're taking part of in this world today. You can't blame God. God didn't make you that way. No, sir, He did not make you that way. And you fulfilling the lust of your flesh from the lust lust of your heart. It's what's bringing you into that sin today. The Bible said dishonoring their own bodies between themselves. Dishonoring their bodies between themselves. Going against the very nature of the very thing that God made us for. Going against that very thing today. And then this progression of it. And the Bible said there's some dangerous wording in here that men ought to hear, not be caught up in. And our children today, our young folks and older folks also are being caught up in this apostate sin that's going on in our land today. It's not just in a closet any longer, but it's out in the open. They're marching openly in the streets, and they're not ashamed of what they're doing, because most of those God has gave them up to a reprobate mind. Well, the Bible said the progression of it is found in verse 26. God gave them up unto vile affections. Now, there's some things I want you to notice here. The Bible said vile affections. And now, God made man affectionate by nature, and he's affectionate toward those of the other sex. And that's what the affections are for. That's the reason we fall in love, amen? And because God made us that way. And so, but the Bible said here, he gave them up to vile affections. He's letting them do what the lust of their heart has thought of and began to practice. He's given them up unto vile affections. Even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Against nature. Now, God made us by nature what we are. God made you what you are. He didn't make you to get changed into another sex. God made you what you are. God made you. But the Bible said changing against nature. It's not nature for man to be with man and woman to be with woman, but it's against nature. So then he talks about, there's the women that he's talking about here. Vile affections. That word vile is very dirty and vile and dark sin that God is talking about. And then we find he talks about the men in verse 27. He said, and likewise also the men. Have you noticed when the women, and then there comes the men just falling right along. And you think you're manly. You think you're a macho. You think you're something big. And my friend, you're just following the same steps of sin that the woman's following here, going the same direction that they're going. And the Bible said, likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another. Now, that's just simply a vile affection. Amen. And the man is doing that. The woman that's supposed to be leading the home and leading this situations today in this world, my friend, are given over to those very same things. That he's talking about here, men working with men, that which unseemly, and receiving in themselves that vast recompense of reward. And the Bible said, listen, leaving the natural use of the woman, leaving, getting away from the natural use of the woman. And that's how God made you, and God didn't make you to be anything else. Amen. And then the Bible said, there's another word in that verse, burned in their lust, burned with their lust. And my friend, and feeding that lust that's in their hearts, feeding that thing with pornography and sin and vile affections and things that are that they have in the world today. And so he taught, and in the Bible said that which is unseemly, that's an error. The Bible mentions error and unseemly. That's not right in the sight of God. No siree. And so the Bible said here, don't let to retain God and their knowledge. Don't want to know anything about God. Wonder if get God. And then, of course, they change the truth. They say, well, I'm right with God. I'm a Christian, and I'm living this lifestyle today. No, you're not a Christian. Amen. A Christian does not do that. A Christian is not found doing that. The Bible said, just don't even like to retain God of their knowledge. What you're thinking about is not from God. You're not thinking about the Scriptures. You can go to the Word of God and find out what God says about this sin here today. If you read Romans chapter 1, I challenge you to read every verse of it in Romans chapter 1 and not be in agreement with what I'm saying this morning. They're burning in their lust. They're leaving the natural use, burning in their lust, and unseemly and error, and not convenient, things that are not convenient. In verses 28, did it not to retain God their knowledge? God gave them over to reprobate mind. And my friend, those things today are prevalent in our society. We're living in a day, and the day days of Lot and the Sodom and Gomorrah, the days of Noah. My friend, there's the things that's taking place today, and then my friend, is just what took place in those days. And what did God do? God brought judgment on Noah's day. God brought judgment on Sodom and Lot's day. And God brought judgment, and he's going to do the same thing in the future for this world today. The only hope is Jesus Christ. The only hope is turn your heart toward God. Don't be caught up in this today. The Bible said, mention the word reprobate. Oh, my friend, listen. He talks about reprobate. Jeremiah chapters, there's four times the word reprobate is mentioned in the Bible. Now, the first time is in the Old Testament, and in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 30. He said, they will reprobate silver, shall they call themselves, because the Lord hath rejected them. God will reject the reprobate that is given over to that vile thing, that reprobate man has given. Oh, God will reject them. And then in 2 Timothy, of course, Romans 1:28 that we've already read this morning. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8, now as Janus and Jambres withstood Moses. In other words, they rejected the man of God and what he was preaching to them about what they needed to do. They withstood Moses, so these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the truth. Reprobate concerning the truth. My friend, listen. And then the fourth time that he says in the Bible is in Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God, but in works they did deny him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work, reprobate. Have no good works are found in a reprobate heart. Amen. And so what do we do today? Brother, just be sure, don't be caught up in the sins of this whole world today. Come ye from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. And that's what God tells every saint of God. Don't be caught in the fringes of sin. Don't be drawn into the outer part of the sin. And don't be drawn into the lust and the things just taking place. Don't be drawn into that today. But look to the Lord for deliverance. And what does a sinner do? And it's called, listen, sinner, listen, turn your heart to God. If you're caught up in this lifestyle, turn your heart to the Lord. Cry out to God for mercy that it not be too late for you to turn and repent and get right with God. And amen. There's a deadline, my friend. And before God gives you up, turn your heart to Jesus Christ. He's the only hope that we have today in this old sinful world. The only hope that a sinner's got today is the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance and faith in Jesus before it's too late. Judgment is coming upon this world today. Judgment is coming upon any nation that forgets God. And my friend, that judgment will surely come. Just as sure as God said it in the Word of God, judgment will happen one of these days, and you better be right and be ready to meet God before it's too late. Well, friend, our time is gone. I know that's not a pleasant subject to talk about or to preach about. I know it's not. I don't like to even do it, but oh, it's in the Bible, my friend, and God's people need to hear it. Our children and our grandchildren need to hear it, my friend, in this world today. Because God demands the truth of God be listened to. God help you to do that. Until next Sunday is our prayer. Amen.